Good afternoon. A large storm system, both in the mid and lower levels of the atmosphere, will impact the Northeast again today. We'll be on the milder side of the storm today, and as a result, temperatures will manage to push through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark in most areas, with a few showers and possibly even a thunderstorm lifting through. As we get into the night tonight, the storm will only slowly track through the region and more showers are likely. Temperatures will drop back into the 40s to around 50 for an overnight low. As the storm begins its departure to our north and east over southern Canada, colder air will begin to flow into the region late tonight and especially during the day tomorrow. The breeze will switch to the west-northwest and temperatures will stay in the 50s throughout the day, and we still run the risk of a few scattered showers with upper-level energy passing through. In fact, the storm system in the upper levels will hang over top of us for several days, keeping the weather unsettled across most of the region. As a result, we'll look for mostly cloudy skies for both Monday and Tuesday with a few showers both days and high temperatures well below normal and only in the lower to mid-50s. We'll push temperatures into the upper 50s on Wednesday, but still with the circulation overhead, a lot of clouds and a few showers. Still the risk of a shower on Thursday and Friday as another wave of low pressure rotates around the upper level storm. Temperatures both days will be in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same storm system over the northeast will produce even more rain to our east. The heaviest rainfall amounts are likely across portions of eastern Maine through tonight, where 1 to 3 inches of rain is possible. After the storm exits the region, a secondary surge of cooler air is expected by tonight and will result in temperatures below average for May from the Great Lakes right to the east coast. Across the western United States, a strong Pacific cold front moving inland in association with a developing upper-level low will result in unsettled conditions from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Rockies, with snow for the highest mountains behind the front. Windy conditions will develop across the Intermountain West as the surface low develops along the front, and a wind advisory has been issued for much of the Great Basin. And Tropical Cyclone Donna is currently located approximately 350 miles northwest of Port Vila, Vanuatu, and is now only moving slowly southwestward at 4 miles per hour over the last 6 hours. Donna has weakened slightly over the past several hours, but still has sustained winds of 90 miles per hour. The cyclone is still expected to intensify over the weekend as it bends south and runs parallel to the island chain right through the beginning of next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Glendale, Arizona, to a low of 27 at Hibbing, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers, upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight. Also areas of fog. Lows in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-50s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few showers in the upper 50s. And mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower both Thursday and Friday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.